Welcome to PR After Hours, your weekly cocktail of news and interviews with leading thinkers in PR, marketing, and business. So pull up a chair in our virtual lounge. Your host, Alex Greenwood, will be right back after this.
Welcome to a special announcement from PR After Hours, your go-to podcast for all things public relations and marketing. We are thrilled to share some exciting news. PR After Hours has been recognized as one of the best in the business. We've been ranked number 18 in the prestigious FeedSpot 70 Best PR Podcast list for 2024. That's right, we're among the 70 best PR podcasts worth listening to this year. But wait, there's more. We've also been named a top 15 PR podcast by Refonic. We're honored to be acknowledged by such respected platforms in the industry. And of course, we couldn't do it without you. A huge thank you to our amazing listeners and sponsors for your continuous support. Your engagement and feedback fuel our passion for delivering insightful, engaging content each episode. So, raise a glass here in the virtual lounge and join us in celebrating, well, what we think is a pretty nice achievement. Stay tuned for more intriguing conversations, expert insights, and all the latest trends in public relations and marketing only on PR After Hours. Hey, welcome back. And today we're delving into a topic that's a gold mine in the business world, getting and giving referrals. And we're thrilled. Guess who's back to have Tom Mulligan of Sandler Kaufman Group. He's going to talk to us. He impressed us last time with his deep understanding of building rapport and sales. And today he returns to share his wisdom on mastering the art of referrals. It's a key element for any successful business strategy. Remember, referrals can be a lifeblood of business growth. And Tom is here to guide us through the nuances of not just getting referrals, but also the art of giving them. From building a referral network to ethical considerations, Tom's insights are geared to help professionals at all levels. Tom, let's get into it. Welcome back to the virtual lounge.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's talk about referrals.
Let's do it.
Do you want one?
Yeah, although you gave me one recently. Sorry, I had to do
it. But think about all the people who are listening now. Do they want one? Sure they do. Everybody sure would want one. Why?
Sure they do.
Why? When you look at a referral, it has a tendency to already have momentum.
Right.
It's selling as a job. When it's rolling, when you have momentum, there is no job in America more fun. But
that's
when
true.
You don't, it's tough.
Right. Okay?
I'd like to ask you this. Would you rather have one referral or 50 cold calls?
Oh, I'd rather one referral.
Right. Because in 50 phone calls, you're likely to get only one conversation.
Right, right.
So how hard do you want to work? But
exactly.
In doing this, let's set our mindset up for how we want to be in business in order to get referrals. What we want to do is strive to serve our customers so well that they'll give us referrals. But we want to take that a step farther. Okay. Alex, thank you for being a customer of Kaufman Group. We appreciate it. You know, one of the things that we do is we strive to overperform our promises to you.
Yeah.
Because we're going to look for some help from you to find other people like you who need us.
Right.
Not because it's good for us, but because you think it would be good for them. So as we work together and get to know one another over time, I'm going to ask you for some help to find additional people who I might be able to serve as well as we're serving you. Can we have that conversation?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why don't people do this? Because this is what they're used to. Alex, hey, you know anybody else who needs this? Alex will go, let me think about it. I'll get back to you. And they do. They get back to you exactly 2 weeks after never. So what we want to do is change our point of view on this. A lot of salespeople are uncomfortable asking for referrals. And the reason they are is because of a lower self-value than they should have.
Hmm.
They don't think they have the right to ask.
Wow.
Or they don't think that they should push that relationship. They're already getting more than they think they deserve out of a sales relationship or business relationship with someone. And they're trying not to kick over the cart.
Hmm.
This is ridiculous. But it's the head trash that maybe, well, some of your listeners might be having right now. Let's look at the numbers. If you take 100% of the people who do business with you, 20% of them are never going to tell anybody else about you, period. Could be two reasons. One, they don't do that. Or two, they're so happy with you, they don't want anybody else getting a hold of it. Could be.
Could be.
Okay. 20% of those customers are giving you referrals right now. You just don't know. They're talking good about you at networking events. This stuff is going on. I talk about you behind your back. Okay.
Yeah.
And so this 20% are people who are talking about you in the marketplace and you didn't ask them to. So that leaves us a big old chunk of 60% of the people we're doing business with who would give you a referral if you asked them to. It's right there.
Right.
Referrals are available to all of us. Now, let's talk about what referrals can be. A referral can be someone who is like you, who should do business with us because they're like you, it works for you, it works for them. That's what we think it should be, but it's not. It's well more than that. Referrals are the ultimate networking tool. Okay. You and I have known each other for a long time. There was a time you were looking for somebody to help you in your business. So you called me and said, listen, I need somebody who meets this, 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 and this. And so I helped you. I don't know if I ever actually helped you well. So excuse me if I didn't. But the idea was for me to help you find someone that you could hire for a while.
Right.
At that time. That's a referral. Mm-hmm. That's a referral. Is it a referral for sales? Not now, but it could be. It could be a referral to an organization that is is in keeping with what you do for a living. And I know of this organization that can be of help to you. And so I refer you, hey, you know who you should talk to? These guys over here.
Yeah.
It could be a referral for someone who has nothing to do with our business. Oh, man, I need a plumber right now. Hey, I know a good guy. I'll call him. These are also referrals, not just give me someone who will buy from me. This mindset needs to change. Referrals are about that narrative that's going on between you and your customers, whether you're talking to each other or not. How do they feel about you? How do you feel about them? And do you feel well enough to include other people in your circle in their circle? This is what this is about.
Right.
Referrals are uniquely personal. Uniquely personal. One of the things that we'll find is that many companies think that the referral will go to their primary brand. But a referral is a one-to-one thing. If it's got power, it's Tom referred somebody to Alex, not Kaufman Group referred somebody to AGPR. Because we're not always sure who you work for, what the name of that company is. Think about this for a minute. A lot of people will know the name of their doctor, but they don't know the name of the practice.
Oh, absolutely, right?
Well, this is also true. Now, you're a LinkedIn mastermind, much more than I. But if it's true, then please reinforce it that LinkedIn is in the name of the individual, not the company, because that's the best way to get a referral one-to-one. Am I right?
100%.
Well, and 100%. I think maybe you taught me that. So what we're doing then is we're talking about interpersonal relationships again, as we have in the past on this program. But this time now, there's intention to find new ones, including people who we think should tell us no anyway.
Right.
We're not looking for sales and referrals at all. We are simply looking for conversations. That's all.
Yeah, I got a buddy who he says this all the time. He sends me stuff all the time, and he calls it the "I know a guy." That's what he always says. He says I got a guy. He texts me and he says I know a guy for you. And I'll do the same back to him. It's my buddy Rob Yagman. Love that guy. He sent me a lot of stuff. You sent me stuff. I teased at the beginning. Not every referral is going to necessarily pan out, but you get the conversation. That's what you just said. And I'm always appreciative when somebody takes the time to share. And Tom, what I love about you is you walk it like you talk it. You don't just go, I know a guy. You actually will engineer a hook. You're not a hookup. That's the wrong word. You'll engineer a conversation, a phone call at least, you go out of your way to do that. It's the thing too, that I think people get nervous about, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong. Like when you first started saying to me, Alex, if you know people who, I'm thinking, gosh, Sandler training, it's a big deal. And it's not like a $9.95 kind of deal. It's an investment. I'm not trying to scare people away. It's worth every penny. But do people freeze up a little and go, I just don't know if I should refer, or does that get back to what you were saying? Yeah. Because it's a conversation. It doesn't hurt.
It's an introduction. It's not a referral. Just an introduction to another person to talk is all we're doing. Take the teeth out of it. And the other thing, but you just mentioned something I don't quite understand. You said, I go out of my way. How is that going out of your way? What else was I going to do? Sit on a couch and drool? Come on. I mean, out of our way, we're salespeople. We talk to people. And we talk to people about other people. This is not out of the way. In fact, this is an easy part of the job. We just don't make it that because we think that we're emotionally engaged and we may fail and be refused. So what?
Yeah.
That's where we get to.
I have a friend who was for a sales job, and he just said he wasn't a natural salesman. He said, I don't want to do this. And I said, it's, and I told him this, I said, but you're an interesting person. You're personable. You're very knowledgeable. Just go in there, not as a salesman, but as a problem solver. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to go that direction, but I think that's a good approach for salespeople. But what I like about what you're saying is to me, it just comes naturally. If I can't help people, if somebody calls me and says, hey, GPR, can you do this? I say, you know what? I can't do it, but I know a guy. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Or, hey, you're having trouble with your sales. You know, I'll talk to my buddy, Tom. He is the guy who will get you fixed up, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of people do find reasons, one reason or another, not to do that. And I love how you framed it, because it's like, mm-hmm. don't make it a big transactional deal. Just say, hey, I want you to meet Tom, my buddy Tom. This guy kicks butt.
Now, does it always work out? No. I gave you a referral recently, and I'm hoping that you have found a way to forgive me.
That's part of the game. But what
you ended up after that. And you, I think you might have put a little more work into it than you should have, so I'll buy you some sushi. But the fact is it was only about having a conversation with someone else. Right. That's all. It's not about... We get in our own way here with a mindset of, I am a salesperson, and therefore I have to go sell something.
Right.
We're not there yet.
Right.
Anything having to do with prospecting, right, which is referrals or networking, it could be LinkedIn, it could be social stuff that you're far better at than I am, it could be cold calling, it could be door knocking, it could be any number of things, right? Any of those kinds of processes have nothing to do with selling. And now people have a hard time with that. It doesn't have anything to do with selling at all. All it does is produce conversations.
Yeah, exactly. And if you keep it on that track, it's good. And you know, another thing I like to do for people, they don't even have to ask me. Although I'm saying this and I'm like, I got to check that. Have I done this for you? On LinkedIn, I'll go in and give a LinkedIn recommendation for people who are solid and have helped me and are good. Or I'll go even better. I'll get on Google and do a Google review. For people. And I ask for them at the end of every project. It's like you said, not everybody's going to do it. But I wanted to ask you, it's the same stuff, right? And it's, to me, what I love is when somebody emails me, goes, I just saw you wrote something really nice about me on LinkedIn. How nice of you to do that. And that just, what's that do? Did that hurt me with them? I don't think so.
No. I have a very talented young woman that I've been training. I'm glad I'm not competing against her. She's far better rep than I am. And I had mentioned her in a conversation to someone else in my network. And by chance, she was in a networking event in Chicago. And the two of them ran into each other. And she called me up and says, I hear you've been saying nice things to me when I'm not in the room, about me when I'm not in the room. I said, well, you know, I'm only telling the truth. And she said, well, let me pay you back. Right. Two referrals.
Wow.
And that was, and this is really... We've got to get away from this as being a job to do, as more it is a habit to be in.
Right.
It's a different, you know, I've got to do this. Now, I am in favor of this, holding yourself accountable for the number of referrals you ask for. Because if you don't, what will happen is that behavior will slip. So let me ask you a question, Alex. How many referrals do you think you would like to have between now and the end of January? Realistic, let's do good numbers.
So we're talking solid, you know. Okay, I would love, well, me, four or five.
Four. Let's say, okay, give me one of those two, not the same one.
Four.
Four or five. Four. All right, so you want four. Mm-hmm. Would you say it's fair to say that if you ask for three referrals, you'd get one?
Oh, boy, I don't think so, to be honest.
You think maybe it'd be higher than that?
No, I wonder, because it just seems like the referral economy is pretty tight.
It's not.
Really?
No. So may I suggest then, you and I are going to do an experiment. This may be about the podcast, but you get homework.
All right. Sounds good.
Here's what I want you to do. Write down a number for me, please.
I'm doing it right now. Here 12. We go.
12.
Okay.
What day is it?
Today is January 10th, Wednesday.
Okay, how many days to the end of the month?
That's what, about 19?
Okay. 20? What is 19 divided by 12? Or I'm sorry, 12 divided by 19. That'd be less than one.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you have a job of doing something less than once a day.
Oh, well, that's easy.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know there'd be math, by the way.
Now, if you want to talk about how to go about doing these, then I've got lots of room on that. And folks want to have some of the techniques that go involved with that, they can get in touch with me. Because obviously just saying, hey, you know anybody, doesn't work. There's a lot of other things that we can do. And we're deep there. So if someone needs help there, have them call me. But the fact is that if I'm going to ask you to do something less than once a day, that takes a load off of how much of a load this is. Now, but the problem with it is that we'll think about it for a couple of days, and next thing you know, now it is once a day, and then we'll wait a few more days. Next thing you know, now it's two a day. And by the time we get to the end of the month, it's like, oh my God, I got to do 12 phone calls today.
Right.
That is ineffective. Ineffective. So may I suggest, please, that you need to do 4 a week. What day is today?
Today is Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you want to have it done by Friday. You got to do two today or tomorrow or Friday, but you only have to do one on each of the other days. Is this a heavy lift, Alex?
Not really, no. No. And not everybody's going to take your referral either. You know, like I've done some for you recently, sure. but people are like, we're just not in the market right now for sales management technique and training. And
great.
I'm like, okay, but I said, listen, you got to talk to Tom anyway. He's a great guy.
And when I have someone who needs your services, you know, you're getting a phone call out of nowhere. I'll call you first.
You don't know
what's happening. Yeah. I'm doing it. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
these come up as a natural part of a conversation. When a salesperson is in a conversation that is not heading toward a sale, they want to come out of there with something.
Right.
So let's say you decided, no, Tom, I don't think you're the kind of person that we need at this time. You know what, Alex, I'm going to respect that. And like I told you, I'm not going to be bugging you. But now you've got a pretty good idea of what we're about.
Yeah.
You think it's worth it, you know, useful, worth it? Let's take 60 seconds before I go and see. What kind of a profile of a person do you think I should be talking to, right, that's different than you? And then if at the end of this conversation you give me one name, I'll try and give you one as well. Can we do that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's take the work out of it, guys.
Yeah.
Let's take the work out of it. Let's recognize that it's not hard to do. It doesn't take a lot of lift. And the only thing that's getting in our way, the only thing, is our own self-doubt.
That's it. So true. It's just
And by the way, I'd like to know, where did this self-doubt come from? Who told you that? And why did you believe them? So,
you know, every time I go to your courses, Tom, and it's not just you, Eric, Casey. I don't know if Casey's still presenting, but
yes, he is.
Your
California.
Team. And every time I'd go, I kind of dread it a little bit because you can't sleep through these courses. You're going to get called on, but by the end of it, you're so energized and you're around people who are also energized because you kind of sit in little cohorts. But folks, listen. Tom Mulligan is one of the most dynamic, energetic, and thought-provoking sales and marketing folks I've ever met in my life. There's a reason he keeps coming back on this show. There's no money changing hands, although he does give me referrals. So, but the point being, if you want to just give it a try, I mean, Tom, does people have to just immediately sign a big contract, or can they talk to you and get a sample, or how does that work?
Well, the first time I talk to someone, they can't buy anything from me anyway. I won't sell them anything in a first call.
Yep.
Now, there's a sales rep, won't take a first sales call. No. First thing we find out is whether or not we're going to be a good match together, because being engaged with Sandler is not something we do overnight.
Right.
Okay. And you're looking at people who I won't take for less than 6 months.
Right.
And at 6 months, I'm not really sure I'm going to. We're talking about making a fundamental change in the way that people go to this sales profession. Fundamental. And there are changes that have to happen along the way, and they don't happen overnight. It takes a while because we got all this going on in our head that says I have to be Mr. Lucky, Mr. Happy, and Mr. Wonderful every day. When in fact, in many cases, we need to be the opposite. So it takes a while. But at the beginning, what we talk about is, where are you? How you been doing? Maybe what you're doing is good enough.
Right.
And we always make it a point to leave that conversation having given someone something that we know will help them, whether we ever talk to them again or not.
There you go. There you go. Tom Mulligan is managing director, as I recall, of Sandler Kaufman Group here in the KC area. He also does stuff all across the country. You, if you are looking to expand your client base or want to become a more valuable networker, Tom's expertise is just chock full of actionable strategies. Tom, we learned so much when you join us. I always feel at least 5 IQ points smarter after I talk to you. Then we drink sake and then it goes back down. But otherwise, it's good. Thanks so much for joining us. I hope we can get you back sometime this season and next season. That'd be great.
More than happy to do it. And good luck to you. Good selling to everybody on this podcast. Go get them. And remember, you're in the way. Your customer wants to help you.
You know what that means? It's last call here at the Virtual Lounge. Be sure to visit PRAfterHours.com for links to what we discussed in this episode and more. Be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. And join us next time for another round at PR After Hours with Alex Greenwood.